Lesson 3, pages 88 and 89. Equal rights for all.
Today, all people in the United States have equal rights under the law. But this was not always the case, especially for African Americans. Even though slavery in the U.S. ended in 1865, blacks continued to suffer discrimination and segregation, especially in the South. Many hotels, schools, and restaurants were for whites only. Many businesses there used to have signs in their windows that said, "Blacks not allowed." Black children used to go to separate and often inferior schools. Many professions were for whites only. Even in sports, blacks could not join the major leagues. There used to be separate leagues for blacks. In many places in the South, buses used to reserve the front seats for white people. One evening in December of 1955, a 42-year-old woman, Rosa Parks, got on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama, to go home from work. She was tired when she sat down. When some white people got on the crowded bus, the bus driver ordered Ms. Parks to stand up. Ms. Parks refused to leave her seat. The bus driver called the police, and they came and arrested Ms. Parks. Martin Luther King Jr., a black minister living in Montgomery, Alabama, wanted to put an end to discrimination. When King heard about Ms. Parks' arrest, he told African Americans in Montgomery to boycott the bus company. People who used to ride the bus to work decided to walk instead. As a result of the boycott, the Supreme Court outlawed discrimination on public transportation. In 1964, about 100 years after the end of slavery, Congress passed a new law that officially gave equality to all Americans. This law made discrimination in employment and education illegal. King won the Nobel Peace Prize for his work in creating a better world. In 1968, a great tragedy occurred. Someone shot and killed King when he was only 39 years old. In 1983, Martin Luther King's birthday, January 15th, became a national holiday.